Penguin Random House Audio presents Widespread Panic by James Ellroy. Read for you by Craig Wasson. Shakedown. Freddie Otash Confesses. Part 1. Cell 2607. Penance Penitentiary. Reckless Wrecker of Lives Block. Pervert Purgatory. 7-16-2020. I've spent 28 years in this fucking hellhole. Now, they tell me I can memoir map my misadventures and write my way out. All that religious shit I disdained and disobeyed has played out true. There's heaven for the good folks. Hell for the beastfully bad. There's purgatory for guys like me. Caustic cads that capitalized on a sicko system and caused catastrophe. I've sizzled in my sins for 2 decades plus. I've relived my earthly life in dystopian detail. My cunning keepers are currently dangling a deal. Record your jaundiced journey. Trumpet the truth triumphant. Hop to heaven and hit that high note. Baby, it's time to confess. Purgatory is Shitsville. You're stuck with the body you had on Earth when you died. You eat nothing but coach-class airplane food. There's no booze, no jazzy intrigue, no wilt-your-will women. Violated victims bop by my cell. They remind me of my many misdeeds and jab me with red-hot pokers. Gay gauchos hurtle down from heaven and scold me for outing them back in the homo hate 50s. It was my job. I entrapped soiled celebrities and putzo politicos and cornholed them in confidential. I sold my soul to that maladroit magazine. Now I'm sordidly sorry. So what? Sorry's for limp dick losers. Confession salves the savage self and rips it to righteous redemption. Hear my plaintive plea, O watchful world. Get me the fuck out of here. My keepers have poised me with pen and paper. They've compiled a complete run of confidential. My synapses soar with a million malignant memories. Freddie Otash, 1922 to 1992. I'm a rogue cop, a private eye, a shifty shakedown artist. I'm the demonic deus ex machina of my tattered time and place. I'm the hellhound who held Hollywood captive. I'm the man with the sex-scorched secrets you irksome earthlings want to hear. Confidential presaged the infantile internet. Our gobs of gossip were repugnantly real. Today's blowhard bloggers and their tattle texts, pussy-footing punks all. We stung the studios. We popped the poobahs. We hurled the hurt wholesale. We voyeur-vamped America and got her hooked on the shivering shit. We created today's tell-all media culture. We crazily crafted a lurid language and made it our own. It's the lexicon of the lowdown. It's the dialogue of the dish. It's the slithering slur and the thrill of the threat. I think and write in algorithmic alliteration. Language must lambast and lay on the lash. Language liberates as it offends. Confidential taught me that. My confession will make this dizzy dialect divide you in two. There's sin and atonement, fuckers. There's nothing else. Purgatory's a punitive proposition. Montgomery Clift pitchforked me yesterday. Confidential labeled him the Lavender Lilliputian and Princess Tiny Meat. GFK followed Monty. I dumped the dish on his dope habit and call girl cavalcade. Marilyn Monroe? Penance poked me next. Marilyn was a snout trout. She dispensed head to rogue pharmacists, XXX exclusive. They dispensed noxious Nembutal back. Maybe I shouldn't have tattled the tale, but I was within my First Amendment rights. I'm consumed with candor and racked with recollection. I'm revitalized and resurgent. My Meshuggah march down memory lane begins now. Nate and Al's Deli, Beverly Hills, 8/14/92. I was working Hollywood Vice in 51. We got word on a fuck pad operating out of a crib at the Villa Elaine. I hot-footed it over there. We're bopped back in my booth. There's my audience, 4 showbiz machers in worse shape than me. Walkers, canes, and oxygen tanks clog the aisles to the kitchen. Fractious Freddy O's holding court. It's late summer, 92. I'm 70 and in bad fucking shape. I've consumed scads of scotch and sucked 3 packs a day since I shot out the chute. I've got emphysema and a bum pump. I'm aching to make 80. It's a lunar-looped long shot. Saul Seidel said, "Get to it, Freddy. You roll to the pad and then what?" Sinful Saul, a jailbaiter from Jump. He produced beach blanket flicks in the 660s. I pulled him out of the shit circa 66. He was reefer-ripped and poking 2 underage twists. I said, "Okay." I roll to the crib and peep a side window. Oh, shit, there's Sam Spiegel, the cat that produced Lawrence of Arabia and The Bridge on the River Kwai. He's muff-diving a 300-pound chick. And that was a boss beef back in 51. I told Sambo, it's dues time. It's a morals bust or a monthly donation to the Fred Otash Retirement Fund. My pals yucked. I wrapped into my Reuben sandwich and felt a twisted twinge in my chest. I downed Digitalis. I saw Jules Slotnick suck on his oxygen mask and light a Camel Light. Julie produced turgid turkeys about farmworker strife. Call him Mr. Guilt for Guilt. He made all his live-in maids blow him. He held their green cards as a hedge against their refusal to bestow daily head. Sid Resnick said, "Give us another one, Freddy." The Sidster was Mr. Holocaust Heartache. He produced schlockumentaries for Islamic TV. He was the king of the chubby chasers. He longed for it large. I cruised my cranium cracks for a story. 2 elderly gay cats sashayed by the booth. That fed me my cue. I pointed to them. I got tipped to an all-male pajama party back in 56. I paid some LAPD hard boys a yard apiece to bust it and brought my camera along. Those cats were piled up in a 5-way with Rock Hudson, Sal Mineo, and a dude with giant acne cysts. Confidential wrote it up. Universal paid me 10 G's to keep the rockster's name out of the story. The booth roared and re-roared. Julie Slotnick gasped for breath. Al Wexler yucked out a bagel chunk. It flew and flopped to the floor. Alky Al owned 6 porno bookstores and 9 nose job clinics. He plowed a truck full of migrant Mexicans and left.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?